Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media. Hour number two, and we're excited because we've got a lot to talk about in this hour. It's been a crazy, crazy election year, and nothing says that more than Joe Biden claiming he won today, which was kind of interesting in and of itself. Very glad to have you with us. And in the second hour of the show every Saturday night, we open up the Ladies Lounge, which is where we have, for many weeks now, for many years now, featured important voices that are female that I feel like sometimes don't get the spotlight that they should. And we just choose to shine the spotlight on them and just to celebrate that. I know that nobody thinks that conservatives actually do that. I know that, you know, the Kamala Harris vice presidency is going to be like the RGB of you know, the executive branch. That's what they're already saying. But there's a lot of us on the right that care a lot about the contributions of women, and some of us actually have a track record of proving that for a long time. One of those voices I'm very proud to amplify tonight is Georgie Borman. She's a senior writer for The Federalist. She even writes pieces for other places from time to time. She's a podcast host, and she joins us tonight from her new home, the beautiful place called South Dakota. Georgie, are you going to start talking like that in the weeks to come?
No, I think it's too late for me to pick up the accent, but my kids might.
Well, you know that the governor there, she does a very good job. I think if you listen to her long enough, you might just pick it up. I'm not sure. I always thought that Sarah Palin kind of had a Dakota sound to her accent, and she was from Alaska, and I didn't understand that. But anyway, hey, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me back. It's been a while.
It has been. Well, and I want to talk about that, because what we do in the Ladies Lounge a lot of times is get to know the people a little bit better. And I was thinking, you know, we've had the great Leslie Stahl, who I know that the Trump people aren't too happy with right now, but how she treated the president in that recent interview aside, I think that she's still one of the great long-term, long-form journalists. But we've had her, we've had all kinds of people, and it's just every week I feel like there's an opportunity to, like, unpack and get to know and learn things. So I look forward to this time each week. But you and I have worked together on air, and we've done some stuff off the air, the development of your podcast and some other things we worked on together. And about a few months ago, right after having another baby, you texted me and said, "We're moving to South Dakota." You were living in Washington State, and look, I don't blame anybody that leaves a blue state these days, and there's been plenty of them that have left the New York, New Jersey area. But why South Dakota? Talk to me about what motivated your cross-country trek.
Yeah, so when people have been asking this question, when we, you know, run into people here and there across town, they say, "Oh, well, why
don't
did you
know?"
leave? And I said, I said, well, it's 51% we're escaping Washington, and 49% this area is beautiful and the people are nice, and we really love Rapid City and all it has to offer, and we felt like it was a great place to sort of reboot our lives and a great place to raise our kids. So,
well, what was life turning into in Washington State? Talk about what was happening there.
Well, honestly, it's tyranny, and it's hard to, broach the subject that way, you know, with people who you may not know their political leanings. But you and I know that Jay Inslee is is a tyrant, and it's become very totalitarian. Everyone there wears masks all the time. Even people are putting masks on their toddlers. There's still lots of social distancing rules. I mean, those never went away, really. Lots of restrictions, you know, threats on businesses if they serve people without masks, up to like $10,000 in fines. And still a lot of things that were shut down for a long time. A lot of churches were shut down for a long time.
And let me guess.
I think that they should open regardless of what Jay Inslee says, but that happened as well. And, you know, so there are people who would say, but Georgie, this is going to end. This is all going to end in a couple months, and we're going to have a vaccine and everything's going to go back to normal. To which I say, there are lasting consequences to the lockdowns and to what Jay Inslee has done to Washington State, to what Gretchen Whitmer has done in her state, and, you know, Governor Cuomo, and so on and so forth. There are lasting consequences to this, where the small business community, for instance, has been absolutely devastated.
Right.
There are lasting consequences to the kids who missed out on critical social peer time that is really critical to their social development. You know, the spiritual cost even of people not meeting together in their churches and synagogues the way that they're supposed to. So I see Washington as a dying state, and I say that with a heavy heart because I grew up there.
Right. You know,
my parents moved us there when I was a baby, and I've lived there my whole life, and it is an absolutely spectacularly, breathtakingly beautiful place to live. I've lived on the west side and on the east side, and they're both beautiful, but it was time to assert the rights that I believe we have as Americans and say, no, we're not going to let somebody usurp our constitutional rights and our freedoms, and to seize that freedom and move to a state that didn't lock down and that still has those freedoms. And we are so glad that we did.
So there's so much that I want to delve into because of all of that. And if you're just joining us, Georgie Borman is a senior writer for The Federalist, and you can find really... Senior contributor.
Yes.
What you contribute, you're right. You're right. Whatever. Okay. She writes and contributes to The Federalist at the senior level. And she's also a podcast host, and she is one of the clearest thinkers in print in American commentary today, and I hope that you'll check out her work. She's also written an interesting book with her husband about how to retire early in life, and a lot of good advice in there as well. But Georgie, this that you've unpacked here and kind of your journey of seeing what you saw in Washington State and kind of the hopelessness that just pounded into people's souls. And then you guys started hearing and reading and seeing, and I know you paid a visit out to South Dakota. If that was the darkness, what does your life look like now? How is the difference? What is the difference?
I guess it would be cliche of me to say that it's night and day. Maybe it's like morning and evening, but it's hard to capture it. And, you know, we've had other people that we know come and visit as well saying like, hey, we're moving here. You know, you should give it a visit and see if you want to move there too, because these people, you know, share our values. Some of them are relatives and, you know, they don't quite get it until they come and then they experience it and they're like, wow, everything's kind of normal. Like it's a beautiful city. It's kind of a medium sized city. It's
yeah.
Got two Safeways, which is plenty of Safeways. and a really, you know, charming town square and all of that. But then it's when you're coming on your way back and you go through Wyoming, which is okay. And then you hit Montana. And at some point you've got to stop it. Through Montana, because Montana is the longest state
right,
in the
such
Union.
A long stretch.
And then it hits you. You're like, darn it, I am back in tyranny now. Mm. And so that's, I think, the best way to describe it. It's like when you come here, it feels normal. and you appreciate it, but you don't really appreciate it 100% until you have to go back to where you came from.
We didn't really make the decision
until we came back to Washington and we're like, yeah, we can't do this anymore.
It's like the Death Star to the indoor moon. Like, you know, it's complete opposite ends of the spectrum. If you're not a Star Wars person, then and I probably referenced the wrong planet anyway. We're talking with Georgie Borman, and there's a lot that we're going to get into tonight in the Ladies Lounge, because did you know we had an election? There's something going on today. And in Midtown Manhattan, there were horn honks and people cheering as the big Times Square lit up and saw Joe Biden pronounce himself the winner after the media networks did that. There's still a little bit of road to hoe here, though, and we're going to have to kind of see how that pans out in the next few days. But you know what? We're going to do something kind of fun tonight. If you've ever wanted to join the Ladies Lounge, we're going to open the phone lines as well. 888-342-1088. What's my regular number? 340-3373. I haven't given it enough recently. Anyway, coming right back, Ladies Lounge on Radio Nightline. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got all of our reporters out tonight. We still can't seem to pin down where the conservatives and the Republicans are rioting and looting. But we were told that after the election was called that we were going to have all this violence and danger and stuff. And evidently we can't find any. We were looking for it, but we can't find it. Portions of Radio Night Live brought to you tonight by my new friends at Byrna. It is not a gun. It is a personal safety device, the Byrna HD. It will, at 60 feet away and more than 300 feet per second, it will disable an attacker with the most powerful ball of tear gas and irritant that you've ever seen. You don't have to have a license to own one. You don't have to get a permit to own one. You can own them anywhere in the United States, and they are perfect for particularly my bride. I got one in safety pink for her. Go to Byrna, BYRNA.com, and if you use my promo code tonight, they're going to send you an entire jar of ammo along with your order of a Byrna HD. They come in about, I don't know, a dozen different really cool colors and so forth. They got safety colors, orange, yellow, and pink, in case you just want to make sure that people know you're not carrying a firearm. But I don't go anywhere these days without this on me, because I live in states where you can't carry a firearm at all. You've got to be like the chief of police, you know, for your whole life before they'll give you a concealed carry permit around here. So arm yourself, be safe, and check it out tonight. Byrna, BYRNA.com. And if you use my promo code KMC, you're going to get a jar of ammo at no extra cost when you do that tonight. All right, Ladies Lounge, we're talking with Georgie Borman of The Federalist. She's a senior contributor to The Federalist, which means she writes, but she writes better than the other writers, or I don't know. She's one of my favorites, so. But I have to be careful when I say that, Georgie, because I have a lot of you Federalist girls on the air. Like, all the time. You guys are the smartest group of ladies in the commentary world right now, and it's always fun to see what you're thinking.
Yeah, I just want to be clear, because senior writer is like a staff position, and I'm not on staff. I contribute. So, yeah, that's the difference.
Cleared that up. Anyway, she writes, but she's not on staff. She contributes, and I like her contribution, so that's what we're going to run with. So just to put a period on what we were talking about before, you moved from Washington to South Dakota. I want to show a picture that you sent our way before the show tonight. Meat Fest. This is called a Meat Fest. Nick, can you put the Meat Fest pic up on the screen for us? What exactly was happening in this scene that we see here? Because no one in the picture has a mask on.
Yeah, I literally only saw one person wearing a mask the entire time we were milling about in there. And basically they did lots of raffles and games and stuff that you could play to win prizes that are like meat or cheese. They were spinning a big wheel for like the biggest turkey I had ever seen. I mean, it was like this, I don't know. It was
a small ostrich.
Huge turkey. and they had it in like the Harley Davidson facility shop location.
Okay.
So there were like lots of Harleys in there.
Well, there's nothing you love more than getting out on the open road and just ripping a drumstick while you're just, you know, cutting it down the highway.
Ron Swanson style.
All right. So Move to South Dakota, and you too can attend Meat Fest without your mask. It's such a good thing. So we were talking in the last segment about that domestic migration that you pulled off. Let's go to line one. Andy is calling us from Maryland tonight. Andy, welcome. You're on with Georgie and Kevin. Hi.
Hey, Georgie, Kevin. What's going on?
Not too much.
So, yeah, and I work in D.C., so I, you know, it's funny you brought up this burner thing. I think I heard somebody else talking about that, so I've looked it up because I keep a bear spray in my car and a slapjack, and I try to figure out what I can keep in there that's legal.
Right, and they keep changing all the rules on you.
You know what? There's one rule for Democrats and there's one rule for Republicans.
Sadly, that's true in a lot of places. So you had a question, or you said you're thinking about migrating out of D.C. Is that right?
Well, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do because, you know, I work in D.C. And I work with all these fools that we're talking about in the media, the ones that are saying that they're making lists. And they're taking names, and they're going to put us on the list. And I, you know, I work with these people, and I think, you know, what the heck is going on here? It's like Nazi Germany. So, I was just online today looking at Alaska. I was looking at Montana, Boise, Idaho. I'm looking for, you know, I like waterfront, so I like to be somewhere waterfront. But I was curious because I caught the tail end of your last segment, and
right.
That's when I caught the show. And so, where is she from, and where?
Well, she was in Washington, and now you're in Rapid City, South Dakota. But
I'm looking around that area. What brought you there, and why are you there?
Well, you missed the whole segment. You got to get the podcast.
We can't
go back over all that now.
I will say this. My husband and I were just talking on the way home from
the Meat Fest.
You know, Rapid City might be one of America's best kept secrets. You know, we haven't been here that long, but
is it considered a big city?
No, it's kind of like medium size.
Okay, but it has kind of a small town feel to it.
You could say that. It doesn't have an urban core feel. There are no light rails or anything like that.
Gotcha.
The traffic is very, very reasonable.
Were you thinking like me? You wanted to get out? You wanted to find somewhere to get away from the tyranny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. And this was not just a soft place to land, but there's freedom here. And we value that for ourselves and for our children and for my husband's parents who will be joining us who are small business people. So that's very important for
Yeah, you're
for
bringing
them.
The whole compound.
You should come vacation here, check it out. I will warn you that it has some wicked hailstorms and the most unpredictable weather in the country. That's not me. That's like weather.com. It says it's the most unpredictable weather in the country. It was 75 degrees today. 10 days ago, it was below zero. So there's that. I happen to love it. I think it keeps things interesting.
Well, that's to say the least. Andy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Appreciate your call tonight. And thanks for finding the show. Come on back anytime. 888-342-1010. Maybe you've got a comment for Georgie as we go along here. I want to get into the election, but I want to make sure that people understand that whatever we deal with in the next couple of segments, we have not rehearsed, we have not pre-discussed. In fact, I haven't talked to Georgie about politics in many, many weeks. And there's a big debate tonight. Do Republicans say it's time to turn the page and tip the hat and say, okay, next time? Or do you stand with the president and fight, at least until his legal challenges are done? I want to ask Georgie about that when we come back, because this is a big brewing controversy on the right of center tonight. If you check social media, it's all over the place, and you can see who's lining up on which side. Anyway, we're coming right back. It's Ladies Lounge. It's Georgie Borman, and we're excited to have you with us. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Iran's president has promised retribution after the apparent assassination of the country's top nuclear scientist. Hassan Rouhani promised Saturday that his nation would respond to the killing at the proper time. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says the Iranians are likely biding their time, waiting for the appropriate moment to retaliate. He tells Fox News they still haven't responded from previous assassinations.
There's likely to be some retribution, not only for this assassination attack, but also the assassination attack on Qasem Soleimani a little less than a year ago. And there's really been no effective retribution for that. I think they have been on pause, waiting to see the outcome of the U.S. election and waiting to see what their options are before they begin any escalation, which could turn quite negative for them.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Of all the boys. All right, live shot of the beautiful lower end of Manhattan, back when the city had life to it and people were excited to come here. This time of year, I'd always say, hey, you got to check out the city at Christmas. Like, nobody does Christmas like New York City. And that's, I still believe that's largely true, although this year I'll have that theory tested, because Carnegie Hall won't be open and Lincoln Center will be shut and Broadway will be shut and most of the stores will be shut and a lot of the food vendors and restaurants will be down. There's nothing to do. There's nowhere to go. Good luck. Have fun seeing the Nutcracker somewhere else. It's not going to be Manhattan this year. Anyway, that's part of the of what's driven people like Georgie Borman and others to say, we're going to migrate domestically. We're going to stay in the United States, but we're going somewhere else because we're not under freedom where we are living. She was in Washington State, moved to the great state of South Dakota, who I just have to say, your governor, Georgie, she's just a rock star. Like, Kristi Noem, like, could we just have, like, 100 of her and replace everybody in Congress that we don't like the Mitt Romneys of the world, and, like, stick her in there in his place? Speaking of which, Mitt and Ann Romney felt it necessary to congratulate Joe Biden on a win that he hasn't had certified yet today. And there's a number of people across the kind of political specter that are Republicans, but are not, they didn't step up to defend the president on election night or since. And people like Charlie Kirk and Sebastian Gorka and others are actually tweeting saying, you know, we're watching who's standing with the president. For you 2024 hopefuls, we're watching who's standing by the president now and who's not. And I thought, you know, this is an interesting time because Trump really kind of recalibrated the Republican Party on so many levels. And all you have to do is look at what he got this election cycle. I mean, he won the most populous Hispanic county in America over a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat that should have had the Latino vote wrapped up. And he won that county in Texas, there on the border of Mexico. And he's supposedly a racist that called Mexicans rapists and all kinds of other things. I mean, the barriers he broke and the demographics that he broke through on. So you have this kind of jockeying for power. Meanwhile, we have all these states that are in play. The count's not certified. There's going to be court actions. And I feel like there's these people in the Republican Party that are like, okay, it's time to just move on, turn the page, get on to the next thing. Georgie, from where you're sitting, there in Rapid City, South Dakota, what do you think?
I actually don't see this as an issue of whether or not you're standing with President Trump or against President Trump. I see this as whether or not you are standing solidly with the rule of law and with the integrity of our elections, or against that, or willing to brush that aside. And, you know, you can say, well, you know, this is the way we've been doing things. And when the media calls it, that's generally when you call the other, your opponent to concede the race. And then you're called president-elect and et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, well, this is 2020. This is different. We've had the COVID pandemic this year. Record numbers of people voted by mail. Vote by mail is a very low integrity system. We've never done anything on this scale before. And the stakes, particularly for Democrats, they've seen the stakes as just historic, as this is the most important election in United States history, even. I mean, the hyperbole is just off the chart.
Right.
So we know that there's been voter fraud in the past. This is not some conspiracy theory or something that conservatives just dreamed up this year, like, oh, there's going to be voter fraud, and we've never had this before. I mean, we had it in Broward County a couple years ago in Florida. We've had it in Philly where there was like a judge who was stuffing ballot boxes.
The Heritage Foundation has a website that has 1,700 instances of voter fraud, I think, over the last 4 years. Like, it's an astounding number for the media to tell us all the time that it doesn't happen.
Right. Well, and the thing is that we have such a much more opportunity for that this year because ballots were mailed out unsolicited to various addresses where supposedly there are registered voters who should be getting those ballots. So there's been just easy opportunity for fraud all over the place. And I'm not saying that Joe Biden stole the election or that people stole the election for Joe Biden. We don't know that yet.
Right.
We also don't know that Joe Biden has won for certain, and none of these election results in the states have been certified yet. And there are going to be like at least two recounts, right? There's going to be a recount in Georgia. There's going to be a recount in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and those are triggered by the Georgia one's triggered by its own law. So
right.
Wisconsin, Trump may have to pay for that. But I look for recounts in Michigan and Nevada probably as well.
And Arizona, maybe.
Georgie, hold that thought. We're coming right back. Another segment with Georgie Borman in the Ladies' Lounge when we continue.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Love it when you can join us on Saturday nights. It's a fun way to end your week, a little bit irreverently at times. We are still on the hunt to find out where all the looting and rioting is going on tonight. Now that, you know, the media networks have called the election, conservatives are just going beyond out of their minds, just crashing things and burning things. As soon as we find it somewhere, we'll report it. I promise you. Anyway, Ladies Lounge, final segment with Georgie Borman, who's been so gracious to join us, and we're so happy that she can. By the way, congrats on baby number two. And you look like you're doing well, and I'm trusting.
Yes, baby number three now.
Number three. Oh.
Yeah.
My apologies. you look rested, though. It's like you're doing well.
I am, and I would credit the move with that.
some peace of mind. Well, you know, it's interesting. They're finding all kinds of mysterious now possibilities. There was a big article yesterday about how concert halls in blue cities have now figured out ways that they can safely reopen now that the election's over.
Who saw that coming? Some of that will happen, but all of these people who have been proclaiming that, as soon as Biden gets in office, the pandemic will just be over. I'm like, do you not understand what's at stake here with all of these governors who are drunk on their power? Like, they have so much power. They are monarchs. Yeah. Jay Inslee is a monarch.
Oh, Andrew Cuomo,
no,
the same.
There's no difference.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't count on these type of people giving up their power so quickly, especially going into flu season and we're having, you know, the swell or the second wave or third wave or however you want to say it.
But are we really? Yeah. I mean, what are the death rates like right now? They've practically dropped off the map, and the hospitalizations are super low. I mean, yeah, cases are up a little bit, but people, like, they really saying that this is as bad as it was in March when they were shoving ventilators in people's lungs that didn't work?
Right. We're not nearly at that point, and I don't believe that we will reach that point,
yeah,
especially since in many places across the country we've sort of reached a community resistance. So, in a certain sense, it is sort of a case demic where it's mostly about the cases, even if people aren't even showing symptoms, which doesn't even medically by definition really qualify as a case, because if you don't have symptoms, then it's just a test.
And they had to count all they weren't counting even all the people that had had the antibodies. I mean, when you saw the number of people that got exposed and got the antibodies that never came down with symptoms, and you realize the degree that we were so much more exposed to it than we thought we were. All that aside, by the way, you've done some excellent work on the COVID-19 thing, and people, if you want to read some really on-the-money stuff that she's not only predicted but been right on as it has gone along, you got to check out her archives at the Federalist, because she's been kind of an expert on that. Hey, let's talk about so we were talking about the infighting in the Republican Party. How do you think this plays out if, as the media has called it, Joe Biden ends up becoming president and Donald Trump's time is truly done? What do you think happens in both parties? Are we going to see a real restlessness on both sides of the aisle here?
I think that Democrats are in total disarray, and they will continue to be in disarray for the next 4 years if it is indeed a Biden presidency. And I think there are a lot of reasons for the GOP to be hopeful. We have a record number of women in the GOP who were elected to Congress this year.
And all of them pro-life.
To a lot of state legislatures. We flipped the governorship in Montana. And there's a lot of reason to be hopeful and a lot of things to unify around sort of culturally, which is really interesting to see things sort of come back around to the cultural elements. When we had this coalition with the libertarians for a long time where it was like, okay, this is about the economy, this is about low taxes, this is about regulation, and all of those things are really important. But now we're dealing with this avalanche of wokeness and the critical race theory and the transgenderism and a lot of sort of people who aren't even that involved in politics are like, wait a minute, what's going on? My head is spinning. And they're looking towards the people who are pointing them toward common sense and reality and saying, oh, maybe I should hang out with these people. You know, maybe I should put them in office. They don't seem quite so crazy.
Right.
So there's a lot of reasons to be hopeful, regardless of who is president for the next 4 years.
Well, and to be honest, Trump has so upended. If he didn't get to drain the swamp completely, he certainly did massive damage to it in an almost 24/7 battle with the elements of it nonstop from the time that he was a candidate through this very challenge that he's facing with the election right now. I mean, I don't know what to make of all of the challenges, and I'm really hopeful that if they press forward on things that they've got, that they are loaded for bear with evidence. I don't blame them, by the way, for not necessarily showing it right now. I don't know. You know, Giuliani was a pretty successful prosecutor, and I'm pretty sure one of the things he didn't do was wag around all of his convincing evidence before he went before the judge. I'm pretty sure that he kept a lot of that just buttoned up, and then when he was in front of the right person, he said, "This is what it is." I'm hopeful that the team he's put together has some of that. But, you know, even the Michigan glitch, which, Georgie, we started the show with that video from the GOP chairwoman in Michigan tonight. That district has about, that county has about 18,000 voters. And if you swing 3,000 voters from one column to the other, a 6,000 vote difference, you've impacted a significant portion of that county. If there are 47 counties, and they only discovered that by canvassing and by hand counting, if there are 47 counties in that state using that software, go count those counties. I mean, like, I would get the Republicans in those rooms counting those ballots by hand as soon as possible. And then who knows if it extends to other swing states. But it's just the weirdest stuff like that. And I just hope that if they I want truth. I want facts. I want accuracy. If Donald Trump lost fair and square, he needs to, you know, be gracious and move on. But if he didn't, I think he should fight it. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, again, this is about the integrity of our elections and making sure every legal vote is counted and illegal votes aren't counted. And this is something that we owe to the American people to make sure that we've had a fair election and that we're sure of it, especially because tensions have been running so high, because there's been so much violence this year, yeah, because trust in our institutions is so low.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sadly, we weren't able to find any looting or rioting tonight. But maybe that's because the election isn't over. Maybe it's because it hasn't been certified. I don't know. Could be. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final few minutes. And I want to thank Georgie Borman for staying up with us late for the Ladies Lounge, although it is an hour earlier for her than where we are. And for Rob Davis and Christian Solidarity International. Friends, I really want to see us rescue every one of these remaining 32 women that are in slavery. We have the ability to not only liberate them, but to give them a new start on life. And it's so affordable. It's $50 a month for 5 months, or $25 a month for 10 months, or a one-time gift of $250. Or maybe you want to do a $2,500 gift and rescue 10 of them in one swath. If we just had three people that did $2,500 a one-time gift, we could set all 30 of them free, with a couple that we would still need to pick up with individual gifts. But man, what an amazing Christmas present that would be for these women who have known nothing but pain and heartache and just incredibly hard lives as slaves in Sudan. 160 freed so far this year. 32 more to go to hit our goal. Will you help us? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, I want to end with a kind of an uncharacteristically blunt and kind of faith-oriented word tonight. I posted this graphic on social media earlier today. Got some pushback, actually, so from some of my friends. But I'd really like to caution my quote-unquote Christian friends who are celebrating wildly, Biden and Harris. I'll remind you, the election's not over. It's still undecided. But those of you that particularly name the name of Jesus as your Savior, there are a lot of your brothers and sisters in Christ tonight that are mourning this potential of a Biden-Harris election. Because the mass execution of unborn children have never found more aggressive advocates than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Both of them believe that abortion should not only include preborn babies, but up to and beyond the moment of birth. And that is not comforting to people that really value and cherish the life of children. Georgie's a mother of three. I'm the father of four. If you love kids, you cannot be excited to see a pro-death abortionist taking the White House. So I would just caution those of you that claim a faith, because it certainly is not approved of in Scripture. It's certainly not approved of by Christianity. And this is a tough time, a tough reality for people that have been fighting for that cause for a long time. Now, having said all of that, I hope you have a great week. Friends, don't lose heart. There's going to be court cases. There's going to be recounts. Nothing is set in stone yet. There's a lot more to have. And then join us next week. Good friend Sissy Graham Lynch is going to join us. That should be fun. I hope to see you then. Kevin McCullough, have a great night. Live from New York.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.